Good morning. Happy Easter from the Alum Creek Church. Thanks for joining us here online. We are excited today as a church. Today we will be meeting in person for the first time in a long time. But we're grateful for those of you who have been able to join us virtually through our online pre-recorded message. Today is a really, really special day for lots of reasons. And you know, someday we'll look back in this pandemic year and think, wow, what memories, what terrible things, all those things. But we'll look back and it'll be a blip, maybe a big blip, but it'll be a blip. The fact that Easter Sunday has kept the church together for now thousands of years, a day to come together and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. This morning, we're going to be reminded of why is it that we bother? I mean, it would have been so easy through this pandemic time to just forget it. And yet the church is vibrant and it's strong, and we desire to come together to worship Jesus Christ, the resurrected one. I hope you'll join us together as we meet separately again in different places. Some of us will be at the building today worshiping, but united through the belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Happy Easter to each one of you. I hope this is one of the best Easters you've ever experienced in your life. Preparing for this Easter Sunday, this Easter message, and this Easter gathering has been one of the more surreal experiences in my life. My kids were on spring break this week, and we didn't go anywhere, really do a lot, but I felt bad just kind of ditching them for the week because they've been left to their own devices so much, and so I spent a lot of time with them. And in the back of my mind, I'm just thinking about this looming, in a good way, looming date of Easter coming around the bend. And it was just, I was just kind of overwhelmed with so many different emotions. Obviously excited to be together again as a church family. Kind of reflective over the journey we've taken. I mean, it's incredible to think about the year that we've had together. And it didn't really happen like one day, just all of a sudden COVID happened. I mean, it was over the series of weeks, but it certainly escalated and happened very quickly. And I started thinking about how when we wake up in the morning, we never know whether that day is going to change the course of our lives forever. I mean, sure, it sounds a little bit dramatic, but I was thinking kind of in dramatic terms. I was thinking about the morning that John F. Kennedy and his wife woke up from bed. It was in Texas. I don't know if they stayed there that night. I didn't do my history background there. But I just wonder, when they woke up that morning, if they knew that their lives were going to change forever. And not just their lives, the whole history of our country would change kind of forever. When Martin Luther King Jr. woke up, he sure gave a lot of premonitions in his speeches that he knew something was coming. Did he know that morning at the hotel that he was going to be murdered that day? Or maybe somebody, not in quite as dramatic fashion publicly, as far as a public figure, but I was watching the news the other night. Well, actually, I wasn't watching the news, but I get an alert on my phone. There was this big accident on I-71 going south, and multiple cars, and there was a fatality and several people injured. And I know those accidents happen every day across the world. And you just wonder, those mornings they wake up, did they know that day everything was going to be different? When we go through those types of things, you begin to question all kinds of stuff. The things that you thought you knew no longer you're so sure of. Just confused and uncertain. And I've never met a person who enjoys that. I mean, we don't like the uncertainty of it all. As we try to relate this story of resurrection that's been told and retold millions and millions of times, with a new day, a new age, a new experience, we find ourselves waking up this morning, Sunday morning, Easter Sunday 2021. Looking back at a year that's been unlike any others in all of our lives. And it's easy for us, that should be easy for us, to begin to just wrestle with all of the questions, all of the things that we thought we knew a year ago that all of a sudden, not so sure of. And this week, as I was beginning to get my mind and thoughts in order for what to say on this Easter Sunday, unlike any other Easter Sunday that we've experienced, those looming doubts and questions began to come into my mind. I started thinking, surely you've had these thoughts. Why have we done this to ourselves? Like, this year has been challenging enough with our schools uncertain, our jobs uncertain, the economy uncertain, health orders changing, people's disagreements, contentious elections, all that stuff. And why do we decide to add on top of all of that, carving out time for us to spend worshiping God and fretting, not necessarily negatively, but just concerned and worried about the church? If there's ever been a time in our lives when it's like, man, what is the point of all this? It seems like now would be a pretty good time. And so I know that those watching on this video weren't able to be part of our gathering this morning, which is happening as this recording is. But whether you're spending time watching this video or you've driven up to the church building on Sundays, boy, there's got to be at least part of you that's wondered about this whole thing that we call faith. Is it worth it? Do I know what I thought I knew? How do I understand God through all of this? And it seems to me, as I began to kind of plot and plan and think through some of these things this week, I realized that we're in the same position that a couple disciples were as they were walking back from Jerusalem to Emmaus. They thought they had some sense for the way things were supposed to go, and it turns out they just didn't know anymore. They needed somebody to come along and reassure them, because for them things didn't make a whole lot of sense. Maybe more than at any time in my lives, I really relate to those disciples. This morning, I'd like to just work through Luke's telling of the resurrection. All four Gospels, they tell it a little bit differently. I kind of bounce back and forth between which one I enjoy or appreciate more from year to year. But probably more times than not, Luke kind of nudges out John for my favorite telling of the resurrection story. And it's because I can so easily relate to these two disciples who are walking together trying to make sense of all the things around them. If there's ever been a time where we can relate to what these two disciples were going through, I think now is the time. I'm going to work through some verses in Luke 24. And I think there's four verses that stand out to me that kind of frame this story and push it into our contemporary situation in 2021. I'm going to be reading in Luke chapter 24, beginning in verse 13. And like I said, there's four different places I want to kind of camp out on a little bit and try to bring this story into 2021. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. I stopped there because this became, for me, my verse of the week. Holy Week, as I began to reflect on the crucifixion and Jesus' last hours and everything that would come. And I came across this fairly innocuous verse, and I just kept reading it over and over again because I found it so easy to relate to today. As a matter of fact, I thought this was the theme verse of Easter Sunday 2021. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. For those of us who gather in person this morning, that's exactly what we're going to find ourselves doing. Talking about all the things that have happened. And that's kind of what we've been doing over the last couple of weeks. It's impossible not to. Maybe you're tired of COVID, you're tired of talking about it, you're tired of me talking about it. But it's what's been going on. And it's not just COVID. Remember all of the things that have happened. We've had riots in our cities. We've had just horrible footage of police taking down criminals. And actually, it was on the video this week, watching someone die on our televisions across the country. We had this crazy election season. We had sports events that were taking place and then weren't taking place. And we had COVID, people dying in hospitals. The numbers have come so far down that it's easy to forget just how high those numbers were. The stories continue to emerge of people who have long-lasting effects and different things that have happened. And it was the talk of the town. It is the talk of the town. And so Luke 24:14, as they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. That's something we can relate to. There's a lot to talk about. And these two disciples were leaving Jerusalem, talking about everything that happened, because we've all been there, something that we've attended, and we've been in the car on our way home, and we just can't stop talking about it. There's just so much to process, and we're just getting it all out, and that's where the disciples find themselves, just splurging it all out to each other, trying to make sense of it. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. This was a key point for Luke. Sometimes it's more difficult to see Jesus than we think, even if he's right in front of us. That seems to be the message that Luke is using, not just here, but all through his gospel. And so Jesus comes alongside them. He's walking along them. They don't recognize who it is. And Jesus puts on his best Oscar-nominated performance. It's hilarious. He asks them, "So what are you guys discussing so intently as you walk along? What are you guys talking about?" They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Here's the second verse I think really speaks to us today. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, and you can almost see the disbelief on his face as I read this scripture. "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened here the last couple days." It's just like when somebody, if somebody were to come along today and say, "What is this COVID you're talking about?" Can you imagine the look on somebody's face? "What do you mean, what's COVID? It's all everybody's been talking about for a year." That's what the disciples say. "This Jesus guy, what do you mean you don't know who he is? That's what everybody's been talking about." "What things?" Jesus replied. "What about him?" "Well, the things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth." And now they'll start to process what they've been talking about, what they've been thinking about. He was a prophet who did wonderful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders, they handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago. Notice the skepticism in their voices, the doubt. We had hoped that he was the Messiah that we had been waiting for. And then, and now you can hear the dramatic music kind of beginning behind the scene. Well, then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said that his body was missing, and they'd seen angels who had told them that Jesus was alive. Some of our men ran to see him, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women said. Super confused, uncertain of what's going on. And then Jesus spoke up and said, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe that all the prophets wrote in scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all of these things before entering into his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus was pretending like he was going to keep going, but they begged him, "Stay the night with us since it's getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. And he broke it and he gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared. Maybe the most magical moment in the Bible. Poof, he's gone. I don't know if there was smoke behind or what. But their eyes were open. They finally realized this long journey before they finally recognized Jesus before him. This is the third verse that I think speaks loudly to us today. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" Hindsight, they say, is always 20/20. these two disciples, they have hindsight. They begin to remember, wait a second, didn't you feel something? Didn't you see something? Wasn't something at work in all of this? And they begin to talk more and process all the things that happened. Surely we can relate to that situation now as well, looking back at the things that we've been through as a people, seeing somehow some kind of magic, mysterious hand of God that even in the midst of the muck and mire of the moment, working among His people. And fourthly, perhaps most profoundly, within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord is really risen." He appeared to Peter. What happens to us when we're confronted with the reality that Jesus has been raised from the dead? Well, within the half hour, these two disciples, man, they were headed back to Jerusalem. They wanted to be with other people who believed they had seen the resurrected Jesus. There's power in coming together and being together. Jesus goes on through the last few verses of Luke and appears to the disciples, continues to wrestle with the skepticism and doubt that's there even among his closest followers. Maybe it's just me getting caught up in the moment, but it seems like to me that the metaphor for the experiences that we're going through and the experiences that the disciples were going through as they confronted the resurrection of the Lord, and they're kind of right there in front of us like they've never been before. Jesus has been resurrected from the dead. Like, what's our response? What does it mean to us that Jesus is resurrected? Does it really mean anything? Well, together as we today, as we begin to gather and talk about, yeah, the pandemic's not over. There's still concerns to be had. There's still people dying right now in hospitals from COVID. I understand that. But as we begin to look ahead to at least emerging more and more from the events of this year, the question will become before us, well, I mean, what's the bother with church? What's the bother with faith? And what really emerges to me from this story is that as the disciples were walking back home after an incredible ride, ready to throw it in, you could see that they weren't ready to give up. They still had hope that something was going on. Hey, we just heard that the women didn't find anybody there and the disciples went and the tomb was empty. But they didn't stick around in Jerusalem, so there must have been quite a bit of doubt still plaguing them as to what the next move was. When they finally came to the reality that, yes, Jesus has been resurrected from the dead, the first reaction they had, they want to go be with their fellow brothers and sisters who believed in the same thing. They wanted to be together. If Christianity was really about some higher knowledge, some awareness of some enlightenment, they would have continued on their journey at Emmaus and lived happily ever after, knowing that Jesus was Lord in their life and that the miracles had come true. But they didn't do that. Instead, they rushed back to the city to be with their family, to be with their spiritual family. Easter is the pinnacle of the church calendar. And it's probably a pretty good day to remind ourselves of what keeps us together as a church. And when I say a church, I mean the church, the global, worldwide community of God's people. The thing that we have in common in the belief in Jesus' resurrection is the most powerful and important part of our lives. And so when things come at us that are challenging and difficult, we have no other choice but to rely on the faith that Jesus is going to right this world. that the power that lives in him was greater than even death. And if death couldn't stop him, then nothing can stop him. And that's the promise that he has for me, and that's the promise he has for you. I would imagine a lot of you feel kind of like those disciples on their way to Emmaus, just confused, and just enough knowledge to kind of be dangerous. And you're trying to figure out where your place is in all this. Hey, there's a million other things you could be doing right this moment. There's a million other things you could be doing, but dedicating your life to Christ and that high calling that he has. Is it worth it? Is that really what you want to do? Is the promise, that abundant life that God promises, is it that high that you want to sell everything and pursue it? I can't tell you the answer to that. That's an answer you have to answer. That's a question you have to answer for yourselves. All I can do is show you the many people who have come before us, many in greater circumstances than us, many in worse, who have uniformly looked to Christ and said, you know what? That is my hope for this life. And I hope that you can find that hope in your life. Hey, Jesus resurrecting from the dead, that is a game changer. We use that language kind of flippantly, but that is a game changer. It changes everything. And he did it so that he could be with us forever. I appreciate you joining us today. I wish you the happiest of Easters from all of us here at Alum Creek. And no matter where you find yourself, whether it's nearby or out of town, I hope that we'll have an opportunity to be together soon, one way or another.